Avik Beis Amit Beis. Let us again go quickly over the Gemara. Amar Abaye, Uven Shemocha Soda L'Shimin Ba'achayis, Uven Soda Kake T'Shimin Ba'achayis. Ba'oso Bal Choyiv De Uven, V'Katorif Le'Minei. Now the Malve of Uven wants to be Goyve, this Soda from Shimin. Dinuhu da'ozo Reuven amafsile. So Reuven can come and be mishtoi dinem bahadi the malve. Le'motzi omale lav baldvom didiat. And the malve cannot tell Reuven, listen, I'm not money from you. I'm money from the karke. Afalpikein. The halacha is that the Loshna Brashi is Kakazuk for Yotsuso Meshuscho. This kak is not yours anymore. Vanoshi Budi Shakilna is Im Yeshlecho Tviyo Lai Tamideini Bedin. If you have any time, it's me, bring me to Din Torah. This Din Torah has nothing to do with you. This Din Torah is a Din Torah which is only concerning my koyach to be goyve the karka from Shimon. That is what the Malva is tining. So, but he can't tine this. Mishim domalei, the mafkes minei olai hoda. That this Din Torah of taking away the karke from Shimon directly affects me, because since it was Bachayis, so Memelem, that which will be taken away from him will eventually be taken away from me. So Memele, the Dintera affects me, therefore I'm a Baldova and I could be a Toyan in this Dintera. Bikedamri afilu shalei Bachayis nami. Even though Reuven sold it to Shimon without a chayis, that means your taking away the karka from Shimon will bring about a breach in the friendship I have between Shimon and myself. He'll have tainus on me. So therefore, this din Torah concerns me, and therefore I have a koyach to be a baldova in this din Torah. Let us again see Rashi. Dinu da'ozo Reuven amapsile, im yeshe olav shim gilgul dvorim, lachshev choyv keneged choyv, yezacheshbin. That perhaps we could be misalik this choyv because of another choyv that the malva owes him. Or maybe he could be mechayev the malva shvuim, because a loyve has such a schus, he could be ketayni shtabali the loy pratich. He has a tiny zbori parati, could be mechayev the malva shvuim, even though the malva has a shtar. And he can't say lav valvom didiat eini teiref mimcho klum. I'm not taking anything away from you. Because he can tie it, the mafkes minei olai hoda, masha tamoitzi mimenu yarzo olai. Vike da amri afilu shalei b'achayis, nami mocha Reuven l'shim le motza omolei bal choyb le Reuven, lav bal vorm didiat. Now let us see Tosfos. Dinuhu da ozo Reuven umafzilei v'kamashtoi dina ba'adei. Umakshim. Now, the Welt fragt Akashe, my nafke mine, she yitain imoy Reuven. What is the nafke mine that Reuven can tine with the malva, veloy Shimon? He'll be the baldova. Ma yavir Shimon bekach, what is Shimon gaining that Reuven will be a baldova? Aloy kol ma sheyitein Reuven, whatever Reuven is tining, yitein Shimon. So Shimon ke taine. Chetesis means also din of tainino. Vechitein me nafke mine. No, there is a nafke mine. Kigoy. שיש עדים קרובים לשמן. There are עדים which are קרובים לשמן ואינם קרובים לראובן. ורוצים לחייב בעל חייב. And these עדים are saying that that we don't owe the malva money. The Baal Chayiv, the Malva, has no right to be gave with this Kalkin. So they are saying Eidus for their Korev Shimon. Reile Shimon Einom Yechaylem Lohoy. They says these two are Korevim to Shimon. They're saying that the Baal Chayiv, the Malva, cannot take away the Kalkin from Shimon. So they're possible to say Eidus for Shimon because they're Korevim. Aval Reuven Yechayim Lohoid, but for Reuven they could say Eidus. So Taisva says Lohi, that is not a teretz. The Kivin, the Seif, Seif, Yesh Revach L'Shimin, that means that Filo Reuven comes to the Din Teire, Reuven is the Baal Dover, Shimin doesn't even enter the Din Teire, aber L'Maise, through their aides, yesh revach l'shimin. Shimin will gain from their aides, sheyamidoi b'yodei akalke, because through their aides, that the Baal Chayiv, the Malva is not entitled to be goyve the kalke, the Chayiv was paid up already, so they're mamid the kalke b'yad Shimin. Is psulim lohid afilu leruven, so afilu Shimon is not brought into the din Torah. The whole din Torah is between Reuven and the Malve, but their edus is affecting Shimon, so this is called edus on the korov. Kidemuchach besoif perekame de makis, and Taisus brings a raya to this. The Omar, the Gemara says, Ilo vetuvye kreve da'ar v'havu. Ilo vetuvye were two edim, and they were related to the Orev. Sova rapopo lemeima, gabi loive umalve rechiko have. But gabi the loive and the malve, they are not related at all. So Memelus Rapope held, so they could be made on the Chayiv. He does owe, he doesn't know, he paid, he didn't pay. They could be made on the Chayiv. Omale Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua, La Rapope, how could they be made for the Loiven Malva, Ilesa Loive? What will be the din if the Loive will not have any money, or the Loive will not be around? Lav Bosar Arva Ozil. So that means if they were saying Lochay Vesaloive and they're not related to the Loive, but by being Lochay Vesaloive, they're being Chav, they're Korev the Yorev. Ilesel Loive, Lav Bosar Arva Ozil. So Memele, so this is Keilu, they're saying Eidus on the Korev. That means if their Eidus indirectly will affect a Korev, that's also called saying Eidus on a Korev. And perhaps someone was Moira, there is even better than here. There could be the only way it'll affect Ilesel Loive. The loive has money, if the loive is around, so then the orev bechlal won't be affected. But there's a possibility that the orev might be affected. So over here, the whole din Torah is on this kalke, so here the korev will zicher be affected. So that won't help the situation that Reuven became a Baal Dover, and these Eidim are saying Eidus for Reuven because Lemaise, their Eidus is affecting Shimon, their Korov. The Ein Loima. So now Tosis wants to say another pshat. The Nafkimino, Kigoin She Eidim Amikaimim Es Ashtar Shal Baal Chayiv. the Eidim were Mekayim Dishtar, and there, yeah, Kroivim Leruven, Ve'ein Kroivim Leshimen. They're Mekayim Dishtar. And they're not Kroivim Leshimen. So if Reuven will not become a Baldover, so they could be Mekayim Dishtar, because their Eidus is only Negeya Shimon, the Lekeach, but since he's a Baldover, so the Eidus is affecting the Baldover. So Taisu says, Onami la milsi mitam de frishes. So Taisva says that, like we said before, the in this Shaila, the Mishtoi Dina Bade is Leimala V'Leimayret. He doesn't have to be a Baldover, even though the Shimon is the Baldover in the Din Torah. But since this will affect Reuven, that Reuven was Mekabel Achayis, so the Eidus will affect Reuven, so the Apostle Eidus, you don't need the Shtik Torah of Yochel Ishtoi Dina Badei, for he's not Yochel Ishtoi Dina Badei, he's also, I feel it's any Yochel Ishtoi Dina Badei, also these Eidim will be Apostle. Va'oid, and Taisus says, I have another kasha on this akimte. The Masik, the Gemara says, Ika da Amri, the Rabbi had said, Afilo Shalei b'achayis nami, that Afilo Reuven sold the karka without a chayis. She also could be Mishtoi Dina Badei. Now, we are saying that what is the Nafkamina Mishtoi Dina Badei? That since the Eidim are Mekayimim Es Hashtar, are Kroivim Loi, and he's the Baldovo, so that's why we can't use these Eidim. So Taisva says that if there is no moministike nafkemine to Reuven, that means Reuven wasn't mekabel achayis, and so Sai Shimon, they'll take the kark away from Shimon. Sai, they won't take the kark away from Shimon. In dini mominis, Reuven will not at all be affected. How will it be affected that there'll be a breach in the friendship that he had between himself and Shimon? So Taisva says, since in Dine Mominis he is not affected whatsoever, so even though he is the Baldovo, and the Eidim are Kroivim to him, they still will not be possible. The Eidim won't be possible. And Taisus proves this point from a Meridike Gemara in Mesechtes Baba Basra, or Afilu Ihu Gufei. The Meicha, a person who sells a karke shalei b'chayis, Omrinim b'bobe basre, ha-moiche sode shaloi ba'achayitz. If a person sold a karke shaloi ba'achayitz, meyid loy oleho, I isle ara achite, deleke lemeime lahamido livnei balchoiv ovid. Lehavi posel mishum tarumis, koshken kroivim shle yupsulim mishum tarumis. Now let us explain what Taisus is saying. The Gemara says in Masechtas Baba Basra as follows. Let us be Megashim the Inyim. Reuven was living in a karke. Now Reuven sells the karka to Shimon. Reuven was not there. He didn't have a cheska sholishonim. He didn't have a shtar that it was his. But he was living in this karka, and now he sold it to Shimon. Now Yaakov, who was the mori kame of this karka, comes over to Shimon and tells Shimon, Rabbi Yid, I have news for you, that the karka never belonged to Reuven. This is my karka. I never sold it to him. So now I'd like to request that you should give it back to me. Now, Meiker Adin, Yaakov will win the din Torah. Yaakov is a mori kame. Reuven has no shtar. Reuven has no cheskes gemul shonim. So if that would be the case, without any zaitike help, Shimon will have to give back this karka to Yaakov. So the Gemara says something very interesting, that the Shimon has an Eid Echod, who's made that he knows that Reuven bought this karka from Yaakov, and Reuven is also made that he bought this karka from Yaakov. So we have two Eidim that say that the karka was purchased from Yaakov, and Reuven bought it, so Mamel, the karka belongs to Shimon. Now, this is a Moira de Kechidish, so the Gemara says, the Gemara explains, because Reuven is not saying Eidus on himself. He's out of the picture completely. He sold the karka to Shimon Shaloi Ba'achayis. So Mamel, they'll take it away from Shimon. They won't take it away from Shimon. He's not financially affected by this. And the Gemara says also he has many karkois by himself, so that means if his bal choyv will want to be goyva karke, there's many karkois to be goyva from him. He doesn't need to say that this karke was his, that his bal choyv could go to Shimon. He has a lot of karkois. So if he has a bal choyv, the bal choyv is where to be goyva from by Reuven. So Reuven doesn't need this karka for the Baal Choy. So the Gemara says, so Reuven is, by saying that he purchased the karka and sold it to Shimon, this hagode is only hagode hanegeya l'Shimon. So now Tosfos asks a kasha. But it's Negei L'Reuven also. Because if they'll take away the karka from Shimon, so Shimon will have Tarumas on Reuven. So we see that doesn't passel Reuven from being an eight. The Gemara says he's a kosher eight. So it seems this factor of Tarumas doesn't make him an eight passel. So Tosis is now making a kal v'chomer. So if Madoch Reuven can be an aid and be made that this karka belongs to Shimon because Reuven bought it from Shimon, and he's called an aid. So if someone is, so he's a kosher aid, so if an aid is saying something about the choiv, and Reuven is the baldover, and the aid is a korif to Reuven, that's no reason to passel Reuven, because the aidis of the aidim are not affecting Reuven. That's not called aidis on Reuven. Rav Shmuel is Moira as follows. He says, but L'chayre, there's one fine point over here which Tosfos doesn't seem to bother Tosfos. But he says as follows. Reuven, in the case in the Gemara Bava Basra, is serving as an aid. He's an aid over there. That means, what is his aidis? My aidis is to say that this karka belongs to Shimon and it doesn't belong to Yaakov. That is my aidis. And how is it the way? Because Reuven bought it from Shimon. But he's functioning as an eight, and the Gemara says he's a kosher eight. He doesn't have any negiyas. He's called a kosher eight. Here, what function is Reuven doing over here? Here, Reuven is a baldova. That's the whole shtick Torah. But since Shimon will have Tarumis and Reuven if they take the kark away, so Reuven is a baldova. The Baal Chayv can't say lav baldvom the diat, he's a baldova on the din Torah. So in fact, Rav Shmuel, so if he's a baldovo, and the Edom are craving to the baldovo, so that's possible. Taismis is comparing two Gemores, and there's a difference in the two Gemores. In that Gemore, he's not functioning as a baldovo, he's functioning as an eight. So he's a kosher eight. But here he's functioning as a baldovo, and the Edom are craving to the baldovo. So we see from Taisviz, he says it's not clear, but we see from Taisviz, if he doesn't gain any financial revochim, or there's no financial losses, so even though he's a baldovo to do whatever, we don't know yet why we need him for, that's the problem. But there's no psul edis on him, because the edim are... whatever the Edim are saying is not affecting him financially. So there's no psul kreivim. So even though he has a teiris baldover and the din teire for different reasons, but there's no psul kreivim. Yeah, Zaktois was weiter. Vilekele meima de nafke mine lin Yeshua. Now we'll go to what Rashi had said. Nafke mine will be if Reuven can be mechayev de balchayev Yeshua. De Reuven yeideya in porelo imla. Reuven knows if he paid or he didn't pay. But Shimon can't tie the Ishtabali because Shimon doesn't know Bechlal if Reuven paid or not. So that's the Nafkimin if there'll be a Chiyiv Shua. Ein Reutzer litt ein Schäcker. Fragt euch, was da belaf auch ich zur Schwur, ke din aboli poem in der Chosse mit Schabodem, liefre, alle beschwur. Fragt euch, was, why do you need the Ishtabali of Reuven? We have a Schwur sa Mishnah from, forget about Reuven. Aboli poem in der Chosse mit Schabodem, this is a Shvur Samishne. So the Shvur, you don't need Reuven to be Mechayev Shvur. Shimon and Reuven is the tiny Shtabali. Verkehrt. We have an automatic Chiyev Shvur. Aboli Por Menichsei Menichos Mishabodim Leifra Elo Bishvur. I'd like to mention a ha'ore that I had seen in Ayelus HaShachem Bobakame. He says, the Gemara explains two reasons why Reuven is a baldova. The second reason is, because if the kaka will be taken away from Shimon, so memele, Shimon will have tarumis. So, L'chayre Pshat is, so Reuven is tining to the Malve, I want you to swear. What's my Geschäft? Sure, it's my Geschäft, a friendship. If you're gonna take away the Skarka from Shimon, I'm gonna lose a friend. So, Mela, I want you to swear. That's L'chaira Poshe Pshat in the Gemara. He says, that's a Pella. Where do we find that someone is a schus to be mechayiv a shvua to someone else because of a friendship that might get lost? The whole takone that a loive can be mechayiv a malva shvua is because you want to be mighty moment for me. So even though you have a star and the star is shtoche biyodi, my boy, is proof that I owe you, but I know I paid you, so ishtaboli. So Chazal were misaken, if the loive tainis a tainis boy, I paid you, and I want you to swear before you gave him money from me. So memela, I have a right to be mashbiya you, that's the chiddush of ishtaboli. But that's, so this whole takona was, if the malve wants to be given money from the loive. But in this, in, according to the Ikid, the Amri, there's no gvius moment from the loive. There's only a loss of a friendship. So, ikim imachayve mashvue, ikim imachayve mashvue, in order to prevent me losing a friendship, as I frek the yellow sashacha. She wants to be mitzadad, we're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. Not pshat is that I mechayv you a shvue because I'm going to lose a friendship through you. The malve wants to take away the karka from Shimon. That's what he wants to do. So there's a hitzois moment over here. Now, Shimon cannot taine ishtabali because Shimon doesn't offer spora loy pora. Reuven wants to prevent that the malve should take away the karke. That means this Eitzoes moment that you want to accomplish with your star, I want to make a chiyuv shvuah. Before your mitzi moment, ishtabali delay pratiso. So the chiyuv shvuah is that you can't be mitzi moment with the star. That's what the chiyuv shvuah is in reality. No, pshat is, there's a different taina, but who are you to be teveya a shvua? You're not the baldovan, this din teire. So as long as I am a baldova I am because I'll lose a friendship, but that makes me a baldova. A baldova in a din teire can be mechayv the malva to swear if he wants to be mitzi moment. So the shvua is to prevent him from being mitzi moment, unless he's mavar with a shvua. That's what the shvua is. The shvua is, even though you have a shtar, you have to be mavar with a shvua. But only a baldova under the Torah can demand such a biro. So the tarumis is sufficient to give me a teres baldova. That's what the Yosef Shachar wants to say. But al koponim, Taisvis asks on Rashi. Taisvis says that Rashi is very schwer, that you don't need the that Shimon should be a baldova, that Reuven should be a baldova in order to be mechayv the malva shvua. The malva is mechayv shvua to Shimon automatically. Al tzaboli por menichsim nechosim mishabodi. Umiyu yesh loyma. The nafkemina the yocholoyme ishtabeli dloy peraticho kide perish bekontres. We'll say takerashi pshat. Uchigoyin shemocholoy shimin shvua haboli porim and nichosim mishubodi. That means that the story is as follows: that Shimon was moichel the malve the chiyuv shvua. We learned before one can be moichel a chiyuv shvua. So Shimon was Michael the Chiyav Shua. So now, mitzad the Chiyav Shua of Aboli Pom Nechosem Yishabodim, he was Nimchal, so he doesn't have to swear. But Reuven comes, but listen, I'm also about Dover in this Din Torah. And I am demanding you should swear. So Mamela, I'll see Shtaboli. That's Al Tosfos Lemaisa saying Pshat Na Gemara. If Yemis, this is the only pshat that Taisvis will remain with. I saw Nayela Sashacha. He has here an interesting ha'orek. Reuven is a Bardovo because, according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, since he sold it b'chayis, and if the karka will be taken away from Shimon, so he's going to lose, so memele, he's considered a Bardovo. Frekt Ayelus HaShachar, why is Reuven chayiv b'chayis? Reuven should be potter from Achayis. Why? Reuven comes over to Shimon and he tells Shimon that they're taking him to the Dintayre, the Malva is stopping him to the Dintayre, and Shimon's all worried, he's going to take away the karka from me. So Reuven tells them, don't worry, listen, he'll have to swear I paid him. He'll have to swear that he never got paid. He won't swear. He's nothing what to worry about. So Tom Shimon, but we're just talking yesterday. He was talking to me if I trust him, and I said, yeah, I trust him. He said whatever to swear. I was meichelim to shvue. So Reuven tainis to him. Oh, you're meichelim to shvue. So I'm not a kabbal achayis. I mean, you did such a narish shazach. I mean, I was a kabbal achayis if every procedure would be taken in order to prevent the gviya. Baf al piken, there was a gviya. That's my kabbalah achayis. But you went and put your foot in your mouth. You told him you're meichelim to shvua. He's going to take away the karka for you. And that was a kabbal achayis. This kasha that Yelus HaShachar is. Our Gemara says that since he's mechuye b'achayis, so memele is a baldova. And Taisvis says the story is speaking about that he wants to be matal shvuah, and without him there wouldn't be a shvuah. Because he was meichel, because Shimon was meichel the shvuah, so Shimon was meichel the shvuah. So chayri is not mechuye b'achayis. So he says a very gishmak eteret. We mentioned the svara before. He says in Emerson, if a malva has a shtar, so the shtar is enough of a biro to be mighty moment from Shimon. That means in hilchis momenis, shtorche biyodi, my boy, is, he has a biro, the leve, is ranting parati parati, that doesn't mean anything. Shtolcho biyodi, my boy. Afal pikein, Chazal said, that aboli porem in the chosem mishubodim, layivcha ela bishvua. So what does that mean? Not that the Chazal said, by in the chosem mishubodim, the shtolcho biyodi, my boy, is a little shvacha. Chazal said that even though in Hilchis Momenis we can rightfully assume that the Karka belongs to the Malde, Afal Pikein, we asked another Birur from the Malde, he should also swear. Another precaution. That means that loyifra sekumtir de peroim, but swear also. It says the truth. It's another precaution, and this is l'tayvus alakucha, swear also. But napshat is that you're mevarer to us that loypora through your shvua. We have a biro without your shvua. We're just being mahader in another biro. But not, so, but Reuven can't tie now, I'm not mechuyah b'achayis. Because if it was taken away from Shimon, als the halacha of shtocha b'yodi, my boy, so it was halachically taken away from Shimon, so you're mechuyah b'achayis. The extra precaution was not used, so it wasn't used. So, but al koponim, but it was halachically taken away from Shimon, and that's your shibud achayis. For logically, it's taken away from Shimon, so you're mekabel achayis. The Rebbe hoyo medaktik. Now, Rebbe had a shayla. דאי בעל חויב אין יוכל למצוא אדם לקיים שטורי. What happens if the malva cannot find edikim? Va'amrinon, the Reuven yochelitain mezuyit. Reuven can tain the mezuyit. Fishahu yedei bebirum hu mezuyit. That means Reuven, the loive, can tain the mezuyit on the shtav. There's no kiyam on the shtav. Reuven can tain the mezuyit because he knows the loiv is the one that writes the shtar, and he's saying he never wrote the shtar. Avo Shimon misafik ein yochalit mezuyifu, but Shimon can't tain it is mezuyif. How do I know? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So there's no tainus bori of Shimon. Now let us just explain what the Rebbe was mesupikin. Rebbe held that on Tainus Mezuyif, Tesis and Boba Metziya Dachsach Mirs spells it out a little more clearer. On Tainus Mezuyif, there's no din of Tanina Lilakuchis. That means even though there's a klal, Psach Picho Le'ilaim, and whatever the Loivika Taina will Taina for the Lakuchis, but this is only by a milsa de shchiche. A milsa de loy shchiche, we will not taine for the lekuches. If the loyve taine it, so the loyve taine it, so he taine it. So. But we should taine for the lekuches a milsa de loy shchiche, and therefore the malva can't be goyva from you. There's no din tanin in a milsa de loy shchiche. And as we'll progress in Taisus, we'll see that Taisus held the vial that Ziyif is a milsa de loy shchicha. People will do many tachbulas to steal a dollar, but Ziyif is a very, forgery is a very dangerous and a very scary oifen how to do it. Because you're making gashtar, you're bringing it into Bezdin. You're bringing it into the Bezdin. Of all people, a ganev just wants to avoid Bezdin. He doesn't need the Bezdin. So to make a shtar and to bring it into Bezdin and to use Bezdin as a tool for you to be goyve with a forged shtar, people are scared. People don't do such things. So memeila ziyef is a milsa deloy shchiche. So memeila, so now, im keinem anachnu, so Rebbe said, so now our sugi is beautiful, like this we were racking our brains. Well, am I nafkemine, if Reuven is a baldova, he's not a baldova. So Taish says, I'm more than a nafkemine. Nafkemine is if Reuven says it's a mazuyiv de kishtar. So if Reuven is a baldova, he can tie it, it's a mazuyiv de kishtar. So mamele, and the balchev doesn't have edim lekiyume. So that took care of the Baal Choy. If Reuven is not a Baal Dova, so for the Lekuchas, there's no din tainin and mezuyif. So Mamela, so there's no din tainin and mezuyif. So Mamela, the Malva will be given the Kaka from Shimon without Kiyah. That's what Tesis wants to say. Oz nafkemine tuve, chen ayershem misofek einem yechen litem mezuyif, hu ala shtar shaytzi hu ala viyab. Afal pishen bal chayv yochel lekayim hoim. So memele, so the Rebbe with this accomplished two things. One thing he accomplished the halacha, that there's no din taininim mezuyif, habo ligvois menei yisayimim in the lekuches, there's no din taininim mezuyif. And number two, he accomplished, and now we understand on Gemara, so the nafkamina will be, if the Reuven is a baldova, he can tie him as if he's not a baldova, so the no one will tie him as if. The alte tame, so Tosfos says, now I just said a murdik chiddush. That is no din tainin mezuyif. Im kein le shavkes chay lechol berye. say bezoi, so it's a merdike zach. That means that let's say, you have over here, let's say, let's be megashim dinya a little bit, and you have over here a gvir that died. Now, as soon as the news leaks out that the gvir died, so all the zaifonim will have a yontif. So each one's gonna make a shtar. This the father lent him so much money, it's mamish meredik. And he got, inside information that there's no din taininim mezuyif. Before they did this, the asked Rebbe, will you, is there din tainis mezuyif? And one of you said, no. Same, if we don't know, we don't tainim mezuyif. Give valdik leshavkes chay lechol berye. That means, in one day, the whole wealth of their father will be paying up chayvis, which never existed. So Taisvis says, this is not a question. Don't worry about the Talmud. Don't worry about it. Sherei min ha-Torah in tzorich shum shtar kiyum. Min ha-Torah, this whole din of kiyum is only a drabon dekedim. Min ha-Torah, you don't need kiyum. Deine mechsum ha-shtar nasa mishanach kedusim bebezn. If you shu edis gechaspet ha-shtar, this is equivalent ki'ilu these edim went to drishan chakira bebezn and we can rely on their edis. So what does that mean? It means we're not chayish vazir. That's what it means. We're not chayish vazir. This will explain soon. Vafilu gazlan muhzik. Now Taisvis says, Nachman, I'll tell you. Afilu a gazlan muhzik. A person is muhzik for a gazlan. He was caught 10 times by the police. Now this gazlan goes in his moitzi yashtar. Ein nire li shetzorich kiyim. I don't think you need kiyim. Lemrinin hechtim edom she'enon me'atzmoy. I don't say me'atzmoy, he would go and think up of edim, which were non-existent, and he'll chasme them. Even though he's choshed to steal, that means he'll try to find the time when the police cars aren't driving by, and then he'll go and rob someone. He's choshed, he's not a Yerei Shemayim. But Mirtas, but he's scared, Lichtev Shtar Mezuyif, and Yekirim Bezen Ziyufay, as we mentioned before. Because if you're stealing through Besden, so that's not the right medium to steal. You don't steal through Besden, because of all people, Besden will be Makkah the Zir. Hilkach. Some of Melis, what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying, so what are you worried about that Lashavkes Chai Lechol Berye? People are afraid. When this Gvir died, everyone's scared. No one is going to go and be Messiah Feshtar. That's all they need. Hilkach. Kit kinder Rabbonon. Now, so mina teure, I'm not chayish poziv period. That means this mirtis, this natural fear, which every zeifen has, which holds him back to right ashtar, this natural fear is a birutos that it's not mezuyif. Now the Rabbonon said that you need kiyum. Hilkach, ki kina Rabbonim kiyum, ki neged tain ashtar mezuyif, haynu ki yom aloive, de kim le begabi. So the Rabbonon that said, no, afopikein, we're chayish vazir, that's davkev, the loive says, it's mezuyif, you have a tain is bori. Avul yasmi ulekuches, ki neged tain ashtar mezuyif, le hitzricho chachomim edikim, haydu, le kim le begabi, mu mezuyif umla. But when it comes to yasemim ulekuches, Chazal were never matzrich kiyum because because there's no tainus boy that's mezuyev, so I don't clear if it's mezuyev. This is a shtik teire that Rabbi wanted to say min asvore. That it's a svore, it's a mahalach. Umaisi Rabbi raya. But now Rabbi brought a raya to this. Mi hodis nabe per kamadabom metziyah. It says there as follows. Motzo shitre choyv. A person went and found a shtar choyv. Im yesh bem achayis nechosim lo yachzel. Now the person who found the shtar choyv, the shtar choyv says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And if there's achayis in the shtar, that you can mon from lekuches, k'mon mishabodim lo yachzel. Loyla zeh for loyla zeh. You don't return it to the malve. You don't return it to the loyve. You just hold it. Mineisha bezin lefroy man, because this is a dangerous article. If the malve will get hold of it, so he can be able to be goyva with the shtar. We don't know if the malve lost it, so we don't give it to the malve. Don't give it to the loyve because maybe the malva taka lost it. Ein be machayis nechosin. What if there's no achayis? Yachzer la malva. Then we give it back to the malva. We'll explain the sun mineshem bezin nefroimem. Divrei rameim. The shtar doesn't have achayis, so this is such a shtar that is not usable. Bezin will never be goyva with such a shtar. So therefore give it back to the Malve, Divrei Ramei. Umuki lo Shmuel. Now, we have to know exactly what the case is. She'ein chayiv moide, that the loive, who will become this chayiv through the shtar, he's not moide. He's not moide. He's not moide that he owes the Malve money. Ve'ein be'machayis yachzer. If ein be'machayis, so why do you give it to the malve? Do'im o'yer ha'meyer shtar she'ein be'yachayis afilu m'nechori le'govi. Ha'meyer said, a shtar she'ein be'yachayis afilu m'nechori le'govi. You can't mon afilu from b'nechorim. And there's a few pshotim in the Shita Mekabetzes. One pshat is that we have to rightfully assume that this is Apostle Ishtar. Why is this Apostle Ishtar? Because who in his right mind would lend someone money and write Ishtar and not write Achayis? I mean, he's lending money. Nizicha has an intent to get the money back, so why did he do such a batlon shezach? So such a modern shtar, we assume it's false. So therefore, so it has no koyach hagviyah. V'yarze lemalve, we'll give it back to the malve, and what will the malve do it? With it, v'yotzal pitz l'chusay. That means if he needs a stopper for a bottle, this is paper, so the words are worthless, but he can use the paper. The paper has a value. U'porich, so the Gemara asks, v'nedvele l'loive lotzal pitz l'chusay shaloive. So the Gemara asks, good, I understand. It's not a shtar choiv, so he won't be goyve money from the loive, but the paper, maybe the loive lost it, and it's the loive's paper. So the Gemara says, loive koma lehoye dvorim meoilom. The loive says, this is a full star. I never borrowed money. This is a full star. Lehoye dvorim meoilom. Now, so now, let us review a little bit. So what does the Gemara say? We have here a case that someone found a shtar, and he comes to Bezdin, and he asks Bezdin, what should I do with the shtar? And there's two Bali Dvorim, a Malva and a Loive. The Malva says, oh, I lost the shtar, give it to me. The Loive says, I never brought any money, this is a forged document. Zut the Gemara say, if it's ein b'yachayis nechosim, so the document mitzad atzmei is worthless. So now the whole shaila is a din on the paper. On the paper there's no din because the loiva says he didn't write it. The malva says it's his, so you give it to the malva, finished. Yesh b'yachayis nechosim, so we don't give back to the malva, because the loiva says it's a full shtar. The loiva says it's a full shtar. The case is that the loiva says it's a forged shtar. The malva says it's a good shtar. And we don't give it back to the malva. So now Taisa says, let's analyze this gemara. Bahashte, im timtza loyma the tanina liyasmi lekuches mezuyif. If you'll say there's a din of tanina mezuyif, not the way Rebbe wanted to say, mezuyifu is yesh boy achayis nechosim amay loyachsim. So why don't you give it back to the malva? Ikshe yochel lekaimoyim. If the malva will be able to be mekaim deshtar, Yeshle Lamalvedikim, he has Edikim, him Kenyaza, the Kushtakoma. Ubedin Yigve, so Memele, so he's money Kadin. The Lepriya Lekala Mechish, I may be the Leuve paid up the Choy, the Kamala Heard Vormi Oilam. No, the Leuve didn't pay up the Choy. The Leuve says that it's a full Stein, never brought a penny from him. There's only one shaila over here. Is this an emes shtar or a full shtar? So memele, give it to the malve, and if it'll be mekayim, you see it's an emes shtar. Vim lo yuchal lekayim, and if he can't be mekayim, manuchal lahavsid b'chzarosay. So what will you lose? He can't mon from the loive. He's going to take out the shtar, months of the loive. The loive will tell him the same pizgim. It's a forged shtar. The gamin el kuches v'yisayim lo yuchal loitzi. So what it'll be? He'll wait till the loive dies and then a mon from the yisayim. If you won't say like Rebbe, and you'll say that there's a din tainina mezuyif by lekuches and by yisaimim, so the gemorim of matiyah doesn't have a pshat. So why don't you give it back to the malva? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. If it'll be mekayim, it's a sukumtem. If it won't be mekayim, no one is going to lose. Elo vaday loy tainina lehu taina ziv ezarayet harabi yisaimim lekuches. We want tainim mezuyif. Aval gav disha tainis tainim liyoyrish v'tainim lekeyach. Other tainis we do taine, aboch mekmini leyadei reise kol zman shene leivat mei poisloi. But tainis mezuyif is different, as the way we mentioned tainis about mezuyif, because it's a milsud leishchiyach. Lekach leyachzeh shaleyik v'minisayim in the lekuches. So memele gemor is very good. You're gonna go give it back to the malva. Sainachanami, the loive has nothing to worry about. The malva be meitzi the shtar from the loive, so the loive will tie the mezuyif and the malva can't find kiyum. But if he'll wait till the loive dies, in a month from the yisayim, a month from the lekuches, so the maisa, we won't remember anything. What happened that 10 years ago, the loiva said it was mezuyif. Who's going to remember what happened then? He's going to mount from the lekuches. He don't tie the mezuyif, and ומן שלא יקדם. ומי הוא קושר? So Tosfos says, so that's a ראיה to Rebbe. No. דעקתי עמי לא יחסר. No, I still have a קושר. עמי לא יחסר. הלא יוכל לא אילם לגביס על ידי לא מיסיימים ולא מלכוכס. He won't be able to be goyver. There's nothing what to worry about. That kasha you asked and you proved is that we don't tie the mezuyah. I feel you don't tie the mezuyah. I still have a kasha. Then hey, the mezuyah loy taninilu. Mia peruahu taninilu. But perua we will tie it. The father would be nemon to taina pua migo de mezuyev. Kinishematzina ba moiches abayis besoifa. So ba melo will taina for the yisaimim also pua. Now Taisvis brings a raya, gabi a mafkid eitzol chaveiroi bishtal. Person was mafkid a pekodin with a shtar. So the mafkid is a shtar. And the shtar it says that I gave over to the nifka this pekodin. Now the mafkid comes over to the nifka and says, give me back the pekodin. So the nifka says, Echsarti, I gave it back to you. The kesova Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda holds over there, D'chiyomer Zartivloch, if he says, I returned it to you, D'afal gav dikala meime shtoche biyodi my boy, he has a taine, what do you mean you gave it back? So, well, why am I still holding the shtar? Nem, migdi boyom anens. That means, so the nifka could have said nensu, and he'd be nemon. So Mamela, he says, Achsartiv is nemon b'migdi nensu. Fine. Now, we have to know, Cheshbin, Rav Chisda was machadish, that you say, Herzarti migo de nemzu, keneged shtoche biyodi my boy. That's the chiddush of Rav Chisda. Umasik, so the Gemara says, leimo beplukte. This din, if a nifka is nemzer zarti migo denenzu is a machlekes tanoi. Shtarkis hayoytzi ala yesoimen. A shtarkis is a shtar that says that it was a machze milde and a machze pekodin. Let me just explain for 1 minute what a shtarkis is. Shtakis is as follows. A person would like to lend money, but the Idachisi would like to get a profit also from the money he's lending. He'd like to get a profit. So there's an eighth of an iske, which is palge milve and palge pekod, which means as follows. That Reuven lends Shimon $100, but I'm not lending you $100. I'm lending you $50. I'm giving you another $50 for a pekodin. I want you to do business with this whole $100. Now, it comes out like this. Now, the $50, that's a halva. It's yours. You have to pay me back. It's milva leitzoni. This is your money. The revochim you're going to make, v'shteitzach, is yours. Now, the other $50 is mine. It's a pekodin. Now, you'll be investing the whole $100, so the revochim from the other $50 should go to me. It's from my money. It's not from your money. It's from my money. There's another nafkamina. I mean, that's a nafkamina. He's entitled to the revochim because it's like I'm getting the revochim from my chelik. There's another nafkamina. What happens if it was nenas? So on the first $50, what do you mean nenas? It's milva leitzonit. No, it's your money. You owe me back. The second $50 is a pikodon, so it was nana, so you put it to pay back. Now, shtakis hayoitze ala yisaymen, dainei goyla omri nishpa vegoy vekula. The dainei goyla said, now, speaking about that someone gave the father a niske, palge milva palge pikodon, and now the father died, and now the malve, the mafkid is coming to the assignment. You owe me $100. Daini goyle omri nishba vegoy vekuloi. So he swears, it's a bol de porim nixi yisayim lifrela bishvua. So he swears he never got paid up, and he's goy vekuloi. That means he has a shtar, I gave you $100, machse milve, machse pekoden, and I have the shtar, so mamela, you didn't pay, but the father didn't pay back anything, so I'm money $100. V'dayni Eretz Yisrael omri nishba, he swears, v'goy v'machtze. But he's only gave $50. U'meforish. So the Gemara says, the man v'ma nishba v'goy v'machtze sova, l'imotzi omle shtorche b'yodi my boy. He can't say shtorche b'yodi my boy, and the chelek apikodon, because islay the Rav Chisda. Because he holds like Rav Chisda. So that means, Perish, that in Elias, Mirzal, Filoch, Apal, Gepikodon, Hoyo, Vavim, Hoyin, Emun, Bekach, Migidi, Boyom, Anenzu. So Memele, so for the same, also time, Erzal. So again, let's just review what Taisus had said now. Taisus had chas on the fingertips, everything went as a geschmiert. Taisvus brings a Gemara that Rav Chisda was machadish that a nifkat can is nemon, even though the mafkat is a shtar, the nifkat is nemon to taine erzalti migudenenso. It seems this is a debatable statement, but Rav Chisda holds like this. Fine. Now the Gemara wants to say that this memra of Rav Chisda is machlekes tanoim. Dainei Eretz Yisrael say that if a malve was moitzi a shtar kis on the assignment, so he's only goive the chelek achoiv, but the chelek apikodin is not goive. I watch with Shtoche Biyodi, my boy. So Kochor, because we can tie Nechzal Timigo Denetz. Now, we have to understand the Yisaimim don't have a Migu. The Yisaimim are not tying Nechzal. The Yisaimim don't know anything. So, how does this work? So, Kochor, it works. Since the father, if the father would have tainted Erzalti, he'd be nemon on the chelek apikodon, because he's nemon Erzalti migu denenso. So there's a din taininon on the yisaimim. So we tainted for the yisaimim Erzalti also, even though by them there's no inyan of migu denenso, but we tainted Erzalti migu denenso. V'afo gav diyasmi loy taninenenso. For Yisaimim, we won't tain an ensu. How do you know we don't tain an ensu? Do lemandi omar nishba v'goy v'kuloi. The mandi omar that says nishba v'goy v'kuloi, we mon the chelek apikodon. The motz omar l'shtolche b'yodi my boy. Bless later Rav Chisda. He doesn't hold that exalt his name. Aber mikomo kem lift through the name an ensu. Eloi talinin luhu nensu. We don't find a nensu. Meine time is from dloi shriche. Because nensu is a milsa dloi shriche, and bezn never time is a milsa dloi shriche. Vafu luhochi talinin luhu mandi o manishba begoi vemachze. Erzalti loch. אף או פי שבים לא יונמן על המח מסמיגו, דיבו יומננסו, and they don't have tainus nensu, אף או פי כן, we taine for the yisaimim nensu. בחינמי תנין לו פרוע, אף אגב דבים לא יונמן על המיגו דיבו יומן מזויפו, so memela, this is Taisvus Kashi. Now, let us a little elaborate. First of all, let's just get clear what the Kashi is, and then we'll elaborate a little what Taisvus just said now. Taisvus had a Gemara in Bob Metzia. The Gemara in Bob Metzia says, Motzesh ta'achoyv sheyesh poi achayis. You don't give it to the Malva. Because Bezdin Nifroi Mehem, because Bezdin will be goiva with the shtar. So, Taisvis had a problem. What do you mean? Give it back to the Malva, one of Shech. If the Malva be Mekayim the shtar, so he can be goiva. If he can be Mekayim the shtar, he won't be goiva. So Taisvis says, no, he won't be Mekayim the shtar. Afal Piken, he'll be goyva from the Yisayim and Malakuchis with the Shtar, because we don't taine Mezuyiv. So Taisis Takashe, fine. But I have another Kashe. But he won't be goyva from the Yisayim. If he can't be Mekayim the Shtar, he won't be goyva from the Yisayim, because we'll taine Perua for the Yisayim. So now Taisi had a problem. How can you tie the Peru for the Yisayim? And Peru is only Neman, Peru Amigo the Mezuyev. You don't tie the Mezuyev for Yisayim. How is Peru a Neman? So Taisi says, I'll show you that one isn't dependent on the other. I have a Gemara that you tie the, according to dine the Eretz Yisrael, you tie the for Yisayim and Herzalt. Now, why did you tie Zalti? Because the father was Neman Alfal Zalti. Now the father was Neman Alfal Zalti because the father could be good in Ensu. By Yisayman, we don't tie in Ensu. Because we were tying in Ensu, what's the spore of Daini Goyla? So we don't tie in Ensu because it's a milsa de loy shriche. Vafal pi can we tie in Zalti? So I'm back to my old kashas, so let's tie in Pulu and Migu the Mizuyev. Even though they don't tie in Mizuyev for the Yisayman. I'd like to mention Amor de Kehorem that the Rabbi Chonon and Kevitz Yurim Chelik Beis Semen Gimel Oid Be In Yemigo, there's two Semen Gimels, is Amor de Kehorem. Is Amor as follows. When we learn about Hilchas Migu, so Poshet, we assume that Migu is a Biru. I mean, let's talk about the father for 1 minute. We have here a scenario. The Mafkid comes with a shtar. The Nifkad says, Echzarti. Now, who's telling the truth and who's the liar? Zuck the Nifkat, listen, if I'd be a liar, but I have to say such a batlomish, taine, chsarti, in yene has the shtar, nova, you're looking at me very krum. I could have said nensu, there's no shtar, there's nothing. So, listen, let me ask you, why did I say chsarti? You know why I said it? Because the em is brent in me. I can't say a lie. So, memele, oh, the Dayonim here, this whole show that he's saying? Yeah, you're right. I hear. I'm a Hidike Kasha. If you're a liar, why didn't you say Nensu? A Raya, you're right. So how did the Nifkad prove that he's right? With a Drosha, he proved to Bezdin he's right. I have a Raya that I'm right. And Bezdin accepted the Raya. Let us be Megashim Dinyan. What would be if the Nifkad would bring two Adam that he returned it? No. So There's better than there's no who's right, the Bavka, the Nivka. I'll bring you to Adam. No, to Adam say you returned it, you returned it, finish. So that what the Nivka brought Amigo is a non-Sadi that he's right. We see he's right. We see Kainim Divrayamis, we see Taketh Nikolim Divrayamis, we see his Take right. Fine. But he's right because he proved it to us. Because he could have tainted Nenso, and he didn't tainted Nenso. Now, Taisus brings a Gemara for the Yisayimim, what tainted Zalti? Because the father could tainted Zalti. Frek Pabokhon. If the father would be Nemon with tainted Zalti, that means it's a person has a taina, he's Nemon with the taina. So, whatever he tainas, I can taina for the Yisayimim also. But when the father said a Rezalti, he didn't believe him. I showed him Shtocha B'yodim, my boy. What do you mean Rezalti? So he brought a whole shtick teira, but I'll prove to you I'm a tzaddik. I'll show you my tzidkis. Fine. So if the father would say a Rezalti, when the father says a Rezalti, he shows his tzidkis. I see Taka. He's not a liar. But by the Yisayimim, well, what's it, the Tanino, we taina Rezalti? The father had a taina of Rezalti? The father doesn't have a taina of Rezalti. The second one, we gave a marshal, the father would bring two Adam. So say, the father brought two Adam and he taina Rezalti, he'd be Nemon. So let's taina Rezalti for the kids. Or they'll bring two Adam, we'll also give it, they'll be Nemon. But they can't be better than the father. The father's only Nemon als Birur of Migu. And by them, there's no Birur in Ganzen. So, what's that din Nemon with Achzalti? He is a star. Stolche biyodi, my boy. Well, I have a raya that you didn't return. And there's no raya for Kelt. Samoyra di Kikashe. I will not say over Rabbi Chonon's Teretz. I'd like to say over, there's a beautiful Teretz from the Maram Sheikh and the Nesivis. A meiridiki yisod, which with this we can understand Taisvis. Let us go back to the father. The father, the Yenna showed the star. So Bezdin told him, Ushtolche biyodi, my boy. So he tells him, you know, Hezarti, and I'll prove it to you. Kripsa Nenzo, yeah. So all the Edom shuckle their heads. Yeah, no, the mensch is not as a mensch. So then the father says, oh, let me tell you, Bezen, one more thing. You asked me a kasha, Shtolche biyodi, my boy. Now I'll tell you, Peretz. I knew you're going to ask this kasha. I wasn't scared of the kasha. Because since I knew that if he's going to be a sheikh, I think he's an honest man. But you know, Kabdeyu v'chashdeyu. I think he's an honest man. But I thought like this. If he's not an honest man, Samela, I gave back the pikodin. I asked him, where's the star? He told me, oh, he misplaced it. Okay, fine, don't worry about it. Now tomorrow he comes among from me. I see who he is. But I'll tell you, I wasn't afraid of the star. Because I knew that even though he'll take the star. I'm not scared of the star. I'll taina Herzalti, and I'll be believed with taina Herzalti because of Amigo. So, Bemela, since I have Amigo to be makrish, the chazok of Shtoche biyodi, my boy, I wasn't scared of the star. So I left it by him. So, Bemela, now the whole Shtoche biyodi, my boy, falls off. That means it works in two steps. I have a migu, and my migu is strong enough to be makrish the bir of Shtoche biyodi, my boy. And since it's strong enough to be makrish, so now I'll tell you that's why I left it by him, Taki. I wasn't scared of it. So memela, so that's moiridik pshat, so memela. Now when we come and mom from Yisayimim, so we're coming and moaning from Yisayimim, so we're saying that, the mafkid is the shtar. So he said, no, the shtar doesn't mean anything. The father, we tainach zayt mistama, the father returned it. So he's telling me, if the father returned it, so, nay, the father returned it, he wasn't scared of the shtar. So memela, since the father had a migu, so the tainis exalti is nemon keneged shtolche biyodi. Because the shtolche biyodi is worthless already. I'm not scared of your shtolche biyodi. I'm tainis exalti. I might say mechaveir over. You don't have proof against me. So memela, the shtolche biyodi became botul. So that is pshad. So pshad is since the father has an emonis. The tainis exalti. So memela salov shtolche biyodi falls off. So memela we can taina. So therefore we can taina for the yisaimim also exalti. Exalti is shayna taina she is ben amonis. And the same thing parati migodah mezuiv is also the same thing. The father, what are you taining shtolche biyodi, my boy? I wasn't scared of the shtar. You're taina parati, you're taina mezuiv. Yeah. So Mamela, we're back to the Gemara and Bob Metzia. So why Shtashi Eshbech Ha'is Nechosim? You don't give to the Malve. So Rebbe, you said you don't give to the Malve because we're afraid he's going to go from the Yisoyimim and we won't tie him as Zuy. If I could say, but Parati will tie him. So he why don't you give it back to the Malve? Mamon of Shech, but Mekayim it, come to some Taka. He's not Mekayim it, so nothing more to worry about. That's the Yisoyimim's Kasha. Zoktais vizvaita, umiyu holoi toshe midi. This kash isn't schwer, and the Gemara and Bob Metzia, because this is a member of Shmuel and Bob Metzia, is firle le Shmuel moide vishtashe kosvo einzach le kaime. Tzemach loikis, ameroim in the shayle, if moide vishtashe kosvo einzach le kaime, einzach le kaime. So could be Shmuel holds einzach le kaime. Some emailer, so the not nemal b'tain is parati. Shloi hoye bi nemaloi me peru amigu di boyam em mezuyif. Fine. So, ois kashe. Abo behed yisfir le lishmu b'mishem meis ali b'dara meya. Whatever Shmuel's personally is one thing. But Shmuel and Mishamei says Ali b'deramei demoid b'shtashe kosvoi tzorich l'kaimoi. That Ramei holds tzorich l'kaimoi. So, and this parais is going Ali b'deramei. So now we have a terrible problem. So why don't you return the shtar to the Malve and Shalom Yisrael? Va'oid kosher hadovo. And then Taisu says, the etzem lomdes minatarinat chayish voziv, im lechoshu lahafsid yusaymim lekuches, sheyuchol kol odom lohitzim yodom aidei ziv. That means, if lemaise, technically, it's possible, for someone to be goyve from lekuches, and there's no the tanina mezuyev, we should be chayish fault, that we should not permit such an inyan.